20 years ago tomorrow, the communist Soviet government launched a coup against then-President Mikhail Gorbachev in an act that ultimately signaled the end of the USSR just weeks later. Moscow correspondent for our partner, the BBC, at the time was Steve Rosenberg, and he's still there in Moscow. Here's his view on how much the former Soviet state has changed in the last two decades.
I'm on a street about a quarter of an hour's drive from Red Square. It's called Novoslobodskaya, and 20 years ago, this is where I lived and worked when I first moved to Moscow. Now, at that time, in August 1991, the Soviet Union was tearing at the seams. The economy was in ruins, and Novoslobodskaya was a very grey, inhospitable place. I remember the supermarket shelves here were empty, and people often had to queue for hours out on the street just to buy bread or milk. It's very different now.
At number 67, Novoslobodskaya, a client is being given an ozone bubble massage in a jacuzzi. The customer in question is a Yorkshire Terrier called Danichka. This is a beauty parlour for pooches. After his luxurious deep cleansing, Danichka is brushed and combed and trimmed to look like $1 million, which isn't far off what this grooming is costing. 20 years ago, Russians were struggling to survive. Today, customers here are spending a small fortune on canine coiffures. Across the road, at the Technological University where I used to teach, prospective students are being given a tour of the robotics workshop. All the young people I speak to say they plan to leave Russia. More than 1 million Russians have done just that in the last 3 years. Students like Dmitry see better prospects abroad.
Moscow has become such an expensive city. I think if I get a job abroad, I'll be better off financially.
One man who isn't leaving is Nikolai Ivanovich. He's been cutting keys at the local household services center for the last 30 years. But as his rent and electricity bills have increased, his income has plummeted. On a scrap of paper, Nikolai shows me the amount he earned last week. It's barely enough to feed his family. To get by, he relies on produce from his vegetable patch out of town. Nikolai tells me that 20 years ago, he welcomed the collapse of communism. He was proud to call himself a democrat. Not anymore.
When the coup happened in 1991, I collected food and money and took it to the Democrats who were defending the Russian parliament. I regret that now. They shouldn't have destroyed the whole Soviet system. They should have left something. Because in today's Russia, there is so much corruption, those in power just can't stop stealing.
20 years after the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia is a confusing mixture. There are health spas for hounds, and there are broken dreams. Two different Russias on one street.
One correspondent reporting on those two Russias from the BBC, that's Steve Rosenberg, who was reporting from Moscow 20 years ago tomorrow when the coup was announced in Moscow that signaled the end of the USSR 20 years later.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.